Thanks again, Nathan. On 88.1, it's Maryland Morning. Thanks, everybody, for joining us on this chilly Martin Luther King Day edition of Maryland Morning. We're going to conclude the program this morning with a conversation about the status of several Baltimore buildings that historians consider civil rights landmarks. Eli Poussin joins me in Studio A. He is the Director of Preservation and Outreach at Baltimore Heritage. That's a nonprofit historic and architectural preservation organization. Morning, Eli. Nice to see you.
Good morning.
So you and Baltimore Heritage have put together a list of civil rights landmarks in Baltimore that are either threatened or currently unprotected. Some of these buildings are in pretty rough shape. How many are we talking about roughly? What's the scope of this?
Well, we've identified around a dozen, but we're looking for more. I think that this is something that's gone overlooked in the past, and we're really hoping to hear from residents about what buildings are important to the civil rights movement and what buildings need some attention.
So we're even at the stage where there isn't an inventory, there isn't a database.
That's yet. One of the things that we're putting together, really, so that in response to the demolition of the Freedom House, a very important building on Druid Hill Avenue that was torn down late last year, we really see this opportunity to make sure that doesn't happen again.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about the Freedom House. That's at 1234 Druid Hill Avenue. It's owned by Bethel AME Church. It was called Freedom House for what reason?
Well, it acquired that name in the late 1970s after it stopped operating as the headquarters of the Baltimore chapter of the NAACP. But the significance of this house actually goes back quite a long way. It was the residence of Harry S. Cummings, who was the first black city councilman in Baltimore City, who represented that district along Druid Hill Avenue. Was, you know, W.B. Du Bois called Druid Hill Avenue one of the best colored streets in not just in Baltimore, but really in the world. So this was a prestigious address. And through the 1950s, it was actually the residence of Harry S. Cummings' sister, who is a noted educator and a fundraiser for causes, including supporting the health of African-American children. So it was a tremendously significant house in a variety of ways.
So Bethel AME has owned the building since the 1980s. They got a permit, and without a whole lot of fanfare, they decided to knock the building down. What are they going to do with that space instead?
That's a great question. And as far as we know, there is no current plan for the site of 1234. I think it's important to mention that both 1232 and 1234 Druid Hill Avenue, which have been owned or controlled by Bethel AME Church since the early 1980s, were originally used for church functions. They had a great purpose in serving the mission of the church. Unfortunately, when the church abandoned them, they weren't proactive about seeking out new uses. And so I think that the neighborhood has been advocating for years to see those buildings stabilized, fixed up. But regrettably, that was not taken in time. And this fall, of course, Bethel AME tore the 1234 Druid Hill Avenue down without a clear plan for
right.
What's going to happen.
And next door, the building next door, has been designated a potential landmark. So I've never even heard of that kind of designation.
You're not alone. This is actually the very first time this provision in Baltimore's historic preservation law has been used. This is the first potential landmark. And what that does, the decision by the Commission for Historical and Architectural Preservation just last week, gives us 6 months bringing this potential landmark designation before the City Council and allowing the City Council to confirm the protections given to this building. And further, that really does give us a timeout to protect the building from demolition and find new uses for it.
Do you happen to know whether or not the church was intending on knocking that building down as well? In other words, this is going to stall those plans.
That's correct. We believe Bethel AME Church did intend to demolish both buildings.
What would be the best outcome? Let's say, obviously it's too late for 1234, the so-called Freedom House on Druid Hill Avenue. But what's the best outcome? Do these homes then get preserved and then someone lives in them and there's a plaque that says, you know, here once lived so-and-so? Or are they made into museums? I mean, what happens? What would be ideal in from your perspective about what we should do with these buildings?
I don't think we're hoping to turn sort of all of these buildings that we see as threatened into museums by any means. And I think that one of the great things about historic buildings is that they've proved again and again their versatility, that they can function as offices, they can function as homes or apartments. But in many ways, these are some of the most important assets that Upton has as a historic neighborhood. And we think that they should be preserved to have that opportunity to find a new use, whether that's residential or commercial or some other function.
On 88.1, it's Maryland Morning on this Martin Luther King Day edition of Maryland Morning. Eli Poussin joins me. He is the Director of Preservation and Outreach at Baltimore Heritage. These properties are different than the ones downtown. This is in Upton, Marble Hill. These are buildings. These are not being torn down as some of the buildings downtown are being torn down to make way for development, you know, the super block, so-called super block stuff in West Baltimore. This is a different kettle of fish, isn't it?
That's exactly right. And I think that that's one of the really interesting things about these properties is that these threats to sites that are so important to the story of the civil rights movement in Baltimore really relate to the question of the civil rights movement today, and that these buildings are face challenges that are not always specific to their individual site or location, but challenges such as widespread disinvestment, mortgage redlining, and the variety of other struggles that contribute to problems in the Upton neighborhood. And those are the same problems affecting 1232 Druid Hill Avenue or many of the other properties that we've identified.
One of the properties on your list is the Druid Hill Health Center, known for a while as the home of the friendless. And I love that designation. And this is an interesting example because this was the first African-American health clinic, but the building next to it on the left and on the right, they're both of those buildings are vacant. So the problem isn't necessarily with the building itself, it's what surrounds it.
So the home of the friendless or the Druid Health Center is a good example of one of these buildings. I think the other one that I was thinking of in that is the Dr. John E.T. Camper House, which is locally designated as a CHAP landmark over on Carey Street in the Harlem Park neighborhood.
CHAP is the Baltimore Commission for Historical and Architectural Preservation.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. And so that building, Dr. Camper was one of the organizers of the Citizen Committee for Justice, which led a march of 2,000 people on Annapolis in 1942 in response to the shooting of a black Army private from Pittsburgh by a Baltimore City police officer. And that march was really the largest civil rights action up to that point in Baltimore's history. And his house over on Carey Street is a really important reminder of that. And even though that house has been well taken care of, still remains in the family, his wife lived there up through 2010. The buildings on both sides are abandoned. And that's one of the ways in which we can see these threats. These buildings aren't, as you say, aren't always the kind of active demolition threats that we might see downtown, but this broader kind of context where in order to save the John Camper House, we need to save the buildings on both sides as well.
Yeah, it's a part of this overwhelming problem of vacant properties and what do we do with them. All right, well, Eli, I appreciate the update and thanks so much and happy Martin Luther King Day.
Thank you.
Eli Poussin is the Director of Preservation and Outreach at Baltimore Heritage. It's a nonprofit historic and architectural preservation organization. We've got a link to photographs and more information about the buildings we talked about on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. There's also an opportunity for you to identify buildings for Baltimore Heritage that may be under threat. The annual Martin Luther King Day Parade begins today at noon, as Nathan has been reporting. It starts at the corner of Utah and MLK Boulevard. It heads south on MLK until Baltimore Street. The actress Sonia Sohn and Raven star Justin Forsett are the grand marshals. That's it for us today. Coming up Wednesday, we continue our conversations with candidates for mayor of Baltimore City. Former Mayor Sheila Dixon joins me in Studio A, and I hope you can join us too Wednesday morning on Maryland Morning. Until then, for Nathan Sterner and the entire Maryland Morning team, I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for listening. Stay with us. The Writer's Almanac with Garrison Keillor starts right now.